There was an article that was released by the Hartford Courant, and it's sounding the alarm about the amount of crashes involving school buses in our state. According to new data from UConn's Connecticut Crash Data Repository, there have already been 575 crashes involving school buses just through November 20th of this year. Last year, there were over 800. The year before, over 900. Joining us now is Senator Jeff Gordon, because Senator Gordon, I know you and some of your other, fellow Republican senators, you're pretty outraged about this. I know you serve on the Public Safety and Security Committee. What did you think about this alarming report?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on with you. This report is extremely alarming, but it's not new. We've known this for a long time about crashes with school buses. And what's not in the report and what we really don't have a lot of data on is all of the near misses, which is probably far more than we know. So this is just more evidence of the reckless driving that is out there, the speeding, the distracted driving. And this just reinforces the work that we've done to try to change the laws, and more work we need to do to keep school bus drivers and school kids safe every day.
So you're talking, Senator Gordon, just so I make sure I'm not putting words in anybody's mouths, you're talking about the reckless, the drivers who are not adhering or abiding by the laws of driving on the same roadways as the buses. You're not blaming the bus drivers. You're talking about other drivers, correct?
Absolutely. This is not a fault of bus drivers. In fact, if you look at the data, and I've spoken with a lot of school bus drivers over the years, including this past year as this has become worse, and they're going the speed limit, in fact, many times lower than the speed limit to stop and go to pick up students. And they're just having people recklessly drive, speed past them with the red lights on, distracted driving. This is drivers out there on the road clearly not paying attention. You can't miss a big yellow school bus with red lights flashing when it stopped. It's not the school bus drivers at all. And more needs to be done to hold people accountable. And also, I commend law enforcement to doing what they can do to be out there proactively trying to stop this from happening.
I mean, there's so many levels of this, Senator Gordon, that are so concerning. First of all, you talk about the kids on the school bus who are witnessing what's going on, or they're in the midst of what could be probably their first car crash or some kind of a collision. So that is something that could be very traumatizing for them. There's also just the danger of, if God forbid, there's a kid crossing the road. I mean, you talk about the near misses. When I see some of the footage, for example, that came out of Bridgeport, they had their surveillance program last year release some of those instances where people just bypass the buses. I mean, you're talking milliseconds where kids are crossing the road and a car nearly misses them. I mean, it's wild.
Oh, it absolutely is. It is scary. And I've seen it happen many times where I'm stopped with a group of other cars with a school bus, and you can see the kids are getting ready to cross the road, and suddenly someone just speeds and passes right by on the left side. Some people do it on the right side in the breakdown lane and try to pass the school bus that stopped. And what's real scary to me is that a child can be hurt or killed because of the speeds that these cars are going.
Absolutely.
And will hit a child.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely terrible.
It is terrible. And again, we have Senator Jeff Gordon, who is here. And Senator Gordon is actually part of the Public Safety and Security Committee here in Connecticut. I'm curious, Senator Gordon, what can be done, though, about this? So, I mean, you're talking about driver behavior. That really comes down to the individual. I mean, I know there are things we could do, you know, from a safety perspective, from the DOT to state police. I think they're doing their jobs. And when we talk about driver behavior, that really does come down to the driver caring, essentially. So what more can be done, at least to help the buses be safer, or to make everybody on those buses feel like they, I guess, are in a safer spot as long as we've got this problem?
I see it as two things that need to be done. One is we need to continue to provide the resources, the funding, and the manpower to law enforcement, especially in small rural towns, to be out there continuing to keep us safe. They're doing a great job. They just need more. And that's part of what we need to do overall to keep our community safe. And the other aspect is we need to hold these drivers more accountable when they are breaking the law. I've looked at all the other states, and for example, in Massachusetts, they have even stronger penalties for people who are illegally passing school buses, especially if they do it repeated times. And I'm going to be submitting a bill to try to hold people more accountable for their actions. That sends a message to people, as well as trying to proactively be out there enforcing the law.
What do you think about AI cameras on buses, Senator Gordon? I don't know if you caught that story about the AI cameras being used in Bridgeport this year for the first time. But they're, you know, helping because you can't put cops on every street corner. And even if somebody does call 911 because they see a speeder, for example, it's almost like too little too late. But the AI cameras in real time, they're getting offenders, and offenders are getting those tickets. Apparently, Bridgeport's the only municipality that's doing this program. And what's funny is the ticket fines, they pay for the cameras. I mean, they're already, I don't know how far along they are, but in just a month's time, they've already, you know, gotten over, you know, six figures worth of money from fines, from people passing the buses when they're not supposed to pay for the cameras.
I think it's technology we should be looking at more. I know I was part of an effort some years ago in my town of Woodstock to introduce cameras to school buses to try to catch video and photographs of illegal driving, illegal behavior while driving. So I believe we should be looking at this more, see what's working and not working in Bridgeport, for example. What can we do to help towns and cities across the state? We have made the laws more amenable for towns and cities to use this technology. We just need to see, you know, what we can do to be of more help with that. That is one of the ways in real time, you're right, to catch what the drivers are doing and to report them. And then there's a process to adjudicate it and hold the drivers accountable. You can't always expect a school bus driver to immediately try to get a picture. The school bus driver is trying to do what's right to drive
right.
safely and keep the kids safe.
Right.
So we do have the technology. We should be looking to see how to wisely use it and spread it around the state.
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested, Senator Gordon, and especially this could definitely get bipartisan support, I would believe. Senator Gaston, who represents Bridgeport of the Democratic Party, he's a huge proponent. In fact, I'd say he's one of the biggest reasons they got these cameras up and running as fast as they did in Bridgeport. He might work with you on that. If you want to, you know, pick his brain about it before the session, I think he'd probably have, you know, the most concrete data to share with you. But it is making a difference in Bridgeport. And I'm so shocked that it's the only municipality, as far as I know, that has this AI technology. But I think it's another tool in the toolbox.
It is. And we need to see if a stumbling block with, say, small towns is buying the equipment or
sure.
renting it or whatever it is. And if there's ways the state can help that through grants and funding, we need to be creative and look into it, because it comes down to keeping the kids safe, keeping the school bus driver safe, and keeping everybody safe,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the morning and late commutes when kids are coming from or going to school. So these are things the state should look at. To me, these are good investments in our communities, and we should be looking at all different ways that make sense to keep people safe, but also those who are driving recklessly need to be held accountable.
I agree.
And this is one tool in the toolbox.
Mm-hmm. Senator Gordon, I want to thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and we will talk in December.
Sounds good, and you have a good Thanksgiving as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Senator Gordon here on WICC.